We have two psukim available. We needed lugufei. One we needed for Abayah drasha. The other one we needed for the Gzeir Shava. So we have two available psukim. So one's for Chayv Elam, one's for Chayv Ekar. Maybe they're both for Chayv Elam, but one's for Inus and one's for Mefata. One's for Inus and one's for Mefata. That's the already we have the Gzeir Shav. We don't need one for Inus and one for Mefata. Yeah, that's what Taisa says. Taisa is really very obvious. I mean, Gemara says it's Gzeir Shav. In Taisa's Rosh, I think it says it different. Does anybody have a Taisa Rosh? Russell? Figured out the order in this thing. So it was a few days ago, I don't know if I remember exactly what he says, but I remember he says not like Tosfos. Tema. You know, one pasuk is chayv elavin for oynis. One pasuk is for mefata, and we won't have a pasuk for chayv ekaris. That's the mashmos. That's the chayv Tosfos is asking. Now, how do you know chayv? I think that's even his lashon. Minalan nolo had lasir chayv ekaris. Maybe they're both for chayv elavin, and one is for oynis, and one is for mefata. So the answer is no. We have a gzeir shava, so we don't need one for oynis and one for mefata. It seems like a very obvious answer. Like meikar my kasala. Tosfos has a different kasha. He says, I think he's saying like this. Let me read it to you again. Maybe Tuvai the Tzrichi Shapir Lasui Chayv Elav and Chad Bo'inus V'Chad B'Mefata V'Chol Kama the Tzrichi Lei Lugufei Lei Meister L'Gzeir Shava. I think he's asking like this. Maybe one is one Pasuk for Oinus and one Pasuk is for Mefata, and then one Pasuk will be for Chayv Ekaris, by the way, Oinus or by Mefata, and then you're not going to have a Pasuk for the, and then you won't have a Yitta for the Gzeir Shava. So because he says as long as there are other things we can do with the Pasuk, it's not Miyutta for Gzeir Shava. So how do I know this is Gzeir Shava? That's the kasha. Maybe there's no Gzeir Shava. The only reason why this is Gzeir Shava is because I have an extra pasuk, so it's miyuter. Maybe it's not miyuter. Forget it. Maybe there's no Gzeir Shava. So one pasuk's for Chai V'Lavim by Oynus. One pasuk's for Chai V'Lavim by Mefata. And then I guess if I have an extra pasuk, where will the extra pasuk be? I don't know. Wherever I have an extra pasuk, it'll be for Chai V'Koris, for one or the other. I'm not quite sure which one. I don't know if there's a preference. But Akapanim, there won't be a pasuk available for the Gzeir Shava. That's Tosfos' kasha. So then you can't just answer, well, there's Gzeir Shava. That's good for Tosfos' question. Why is there Gzeir Shava? So Tosfos' answer is, V'nir li d'lei kosher. Tosfos' rather answer, kosher, the mekubam hoyu Gzeir Shava. They knew there's Gzeir Shava. That they had a Kabbalah, has to be Gzeir Shava. Hilkach yesh lidrash Gzeir Shava t'chilo. So we have to start with Gzeir Shava. Memela ha'isle t'rekoi. And that's really a different kind of kasha. Wait, Tosfos' the kasha, the answer is self-evident. Rabbi Kreg has a different hora. Kreger asks on Tosfos, he says, what does Tosfos want? Tosfos wants this whole drush over here, Chayv L'Chayv Lav and Chayv L'Chayv Koris, it's an anti drush. It's the anti drush to the Ribli of to the Miyat rather of Isha Ruyula. Since it says Isha Ruyula, that's mashma that she has to be. Since it says Vleisil Isha, it's mashma Isha Ruyula. So I need an anti drush. One for Chayv Lav, two anti drushes. One for Chayv Lav, one for Chayv Koris. Back to the Kveger. But the whole pasuk of Loisil Isha says Ba'ayin is not by Mefat. By Mefat, this is only as Ma'amir and Elisha, but the drush of Loisil Isha, the Gemara's dashening, says by Chayve, says Ba'ayin, not by Mefat. So, if there's an anti pasuk by Ba'ayin, I have two anti pasukim, you know, Nairan, whatever, I have two anti pasukim. But they're both knocking down a ribui by. Once I knock down the pasuk by Ba'ayin, once I knock down Loisil Isha by Ba'ayin, I mean, Mele, I'm not going to apply it to Fata. You follow? What happened to Craig? Say the Kasha. Maybe Craig will say it more clearly than I am. The whole was said by Einus. So maybe there is Shava that should apply to Mafata as well. But the place where it says Isha Ruyulay was by Einus. If I have now an anti pasuk that says that it's not true by Einus, that Chayv Elam and Einus do have a mitzvah that he should be kindness to them. So Mefat is not going to be. Mefat is not going to be. So I'm not going to say Mefat is different. Mefat is not going to be. Not going to be better. I don't know why I'm not conveying this right. Okay, now we have a new challenge. We have to find our Bikvega. Yeah, Taisha says, Chad lo'inus, Chad lo'fateh. Koshuli. The only reason why I need the ribui in the first place of naira hanaira is mishum the hayinu lemeitim zera shava the pitim oinus. It didn't say v'leisi elisha isha really in the first place by mafuta. It only said it by oinus. The only reason why I need an anti pasuk by mafuta is because it's zera shava. And therefore bimkein be ribui chad gabi oinus sagi. The whole requirement of Isha Ruyula was said by Einus. We're going to derive Mefata from Einus with Gzeir Shavah, but it was said in the first place by Einus. And if by Einus itself, the pasuk qualifies it and says by Chayv Elavin, it's not true. By Chayv Elavin, I don't care. This is not Ruyula. So Mimela, when you learn Gzeir Shavah to Mefuta, that's how it'll transfer. So I don't need a separate pasuk b'chayv elavim ba'einus and a separate pasuk b'chayv elavim by mefuta. The whole isha ruyula in the first place was only said by einus. So if I have a pasuk that it doesn't apply to chayv elavim by einus, then it doesn't apply to chayv elavim by mefuta. That's what Rebbe Kager asks. Yes, I just want to point out that emes. If it's really, this is also totally in the various teutz, the various mahalchim and taisus and dagmem. I don't want to get sunk very back in that, but Rebbe Kager is assuming that v'leisil isha is exeris hakosov. It says it by oinus, it doesn't say it by mefata. So if I can cut it down, if I can whittle it down by oinus, maybe it won't apply to mefata. According to the last two terutzim and taisus and nafmem, according to the Ra'on nafmem, the din of isha ruila, it doesn't really need a pasuk. It's a svar, since you can't be kainaser because there's no tchia, because the amalei b'inam and lesa lesa klal. So you can't be kainaser. Once you can't be kainaser, it's a svar, there shouldn't be knas. Or us said the whole Isha Ruyula is only Nesmachta, or it's only, Taisa said in the second parents, it's only Lapuke. Once I know Naira HaNaira, I need a pasuk, a countervailing pasuk to that as well. But in Svar alone, if there be no psukim at all, so Enesa Doichel, the Esi here is not Doichel because it's Yomalei B'inam Yisrael Esi Klal. And if there's no, you can't be Kainasir, if you can't be Kainasir, it's a Svar that you can't have Knas. So it's not exactly Sakosav, it's a Svar, both by Einis and by Mefata. So I need an anti pasuk by Einis, I need an anti pasuk by Mefata. But Rabbi Krager knows that Tysus over here is not going that way. Rabbi Krager, we saw already in the earlier Tysus. Rabbi Krager saw the earlier Tysus. Tysus by us is going that Yisrael relates exerus hakosuk. Taisus in the previous Taisus that asked, so let it not say. Remember Taisus, don't say the pasuk. Don't say the pasuk of Yisrael Yulei, and you won't need the anti pasuk of Naira Hanaira. So Taisus by us is obviously going that Yisrael Yulei is exerus hakosuk by knas. So it's exerus hakosuk by knas. So Taisus now, so Rabbi Kveger, so I don't understand this Taisus, says Rabbi Kveger. So it's exerus hakosuk by knas, not by mefata. And to the extent that you shrink it by oneness, then it doesn't apply to mefata, then it's shrunker when it transfers to mefata. Yeah, okay, let's see about that. Let's see, we're going on to the next Gemara. So, Gemara, the Mishnah that says that there's a chi of knas by noshim who are not ru'uyos, by chayve lavin, and even by achoysa, even by chayve koros, is la puke me'aytana. The Mishnah is la puke from the Tana of the following Braisa. Braisa says, yeah, it's really la puke from both Tanoim, both from Reb Shimon Manasseh and Reb Shimon Atimli. So just say me'hani Tanoi. But it means la puke me'hai Tana from the Tana of the Braisa who records the two opinions of Reb Shimon Manasseh and Reb Shimon Atimli. The Sanya, v'loi si'il isha, Shimon Atimli oimer, isha she'esh ba'avaya. Reb Shimon Manasseh oimer, isha ri'u l'kaima. So they hold, Gemara assumes that they're talking about Knas. I was wondering, how does Gemara know? Maybe they're talking about being Kainuser. How does Gemara know that Rav Shimon Atimli and Rav Shimon Asi are talking about Knas? Maybe they're talking about, the Tana of our Mishnah agrees that you're not Kainuser, and the Gemara Lama Tess says, because you need Ishi Haruila. So maybe Shimon Atimli and Rav Shimon Asi are talking about being Kainuser. So A, we don't really have the price in it entirely, so maybe it says. No, the Gemara knew, maybe that's the context. But maybe because it will be poshut that even according to Rav Shimon, that even according to Rav Shimon Atim, Gudashin's Isha Shein Bahavaya, so we're only Mamayat Chayve Kores, not Chayve Lavin, that's only from Knas. But Avadi can't be Kainasir, because Imam Malay Beinam Yisrael Sakal, there's no Tchia. So maybe we're new, there can't be a Machlokes about being Kainasir. Avadi can't be Kainasir. So maybe that's how we know that it's talking about Knas. Anyway, Kachakach, some of the Gemara knows that it's talking about Knas. Or maybe because it's only miyuta for knas, for being kainoser, I don't need a pasuk. Like we saw Taisus holds, for being kainoser, it's a svar that you can't be kainoser. So I only need the pasuk for knas. Anyway, kach kach. Lemais the Gemara somehow knows, takes for granted that they're arguing about knas. And so those are the two drushes. Shimon Atimni darshins isha sheish ba'avaya. Shimon Ben Manasseh darshins isha haruuya lekaima. Zot the Gemara may benayim. What's the nafkamina? Amar abzera, mamzera sunasina ike benayim. The nafkaminis from Mamzerus and Asino. Leman domer yesh bahavaya, panam yesh bahavaya, because it's only chayv elavin. Leman domer ruy lekaima, pa'en ruy lekaima. But according to Rav Shimon Atimni, she's an ishish yesh bahavaya. But according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, at the end of the day, she's not ruy lekaima. Even chayv elavin is not ruy lekaima. So remember, we had the discussion, maybe I'll just mention it. I have this extra Nekudah here, maybe. We talked about in Rashi Shita, Rashi holds the sin is only the Rabbanan. David Gozer Aleim. Rashi in the Mishnah learns that the sin is only the Rabbanan. So Taisus asked in Rashi, so why is that called Ike Benayim? Mamzeris in the Sina Ike Benayim. Mamzeris, I understand. But in the Sina, should have Knas Lekuliyam. Because it's only the Sina Rabbanan. So she doesn't lack an Isha Sheish Bavai, she doesn't lack an Isha Sheish Bavai, she's Ruil Kaima. It's only the Rabbanan that she's awesome. That was Taisus Asoga on. One of Taisus Asogas on Rashi, and Taisus assumes that if it's only Nisad Rabbanon, that does not stir Isha Ruyu L'Kaim. Well, we had Taisus to speak it out, but we said a right of Taisus from where? Lamed Vav, which is Shnius. The Gemara says Beferish, the Chayv Shnius have Knas because she's Isha Ruyu, even according to Rav Shimon Atimni, because she's Isha Ruyu L'Kaim. She's not Ruyu L'Kaim, she's also Midrash Rabbanon. Doesn't matter, but on the right level, she's Ruyu L'Kaim, so she has Knas. Can't be Kainaser, but she has Knas. Right, the Gemara said, it's maybe worth taking a look. The Gemara said, "Laman hey, the bottom of laman hey on the base." Tone Rabban, arise, who shnius to their eyes, ain lehem knas v'loy pitui. there's a few other things over there, but we're right now interested in the beginning. Arayis v'shniyas l'arayis have no knas. So the Gemara says, skipping to the second to last line, my arayis and my shniyas l'arayis. He lay my arayis, mamash, shniyas midivrei seferim, the normal sense of arayis and shniyas l'arayis. Arayis means women who also meet deraisa. And shniyas means women are only also meet derabanan. Came in deraisa chazli, am I in l'knas? Shniyas, why shouldn't she have knas? Meet deraisa, she's roy. And Rashi says, the last wide line, Karina be v'loisi l'isha. It's only also meet derabanan, so that's not a steer to v'loisi l'isha. She's v'loisi l'isha. She fulfills the condition of Laisi Elisha. Rather, says the Gemara, Ella Arayis means Chayve Nisus Beistin. Shnius means Chayve Chorus. And Chayve Chorus have no Knas. Aval Chayve Lavan Yeshlum Knas Umeni Shimon HaTimni. And that price going like Shimon HaTimni, that Chayve Chorus have no Knas, but Chayve Lavan do. Or Ikadami, Arayis means Chayve Nisus Beistin V'Chayve Krisus. Shnius means Chayve Lavan Umeni or Shimon Menasi. So it's Mufush in this Gemara. The price is either of Shimon HaTimni or of Shimon Manasya. So it's Mamayit from Knas, either Chavi Koras or Chavi Lavin. But it's not Mamayit Shnias. Because Shnias are, they have Knas. Because they fulfill the called Isha Ruyul Kaima. It's Isha Sheish Bavaya and it's Isha Ruyul Kaima. So the Fereshi Gemara, that he served the Rabbanon, both according to Shimon HaTimni and according to Shimon Manasya, they have Knas. Shimon HaTimni and Shimon Manasya argue about Chavi Koras. About Chavi Lavin, rather. But they agree that Shnias have no Knas. So that's Tosfos Kasha. So how can the Gemara by us say that Mamzeris and Nesina Ikebinayu, according to Rashi, Mamzeris is only Nesina rather is only Nesina Rabban? Yeah, so we said at the time that Mestam according to Rashi, you have to be Mechalik between Shnias and on the one hand and Nesina on the other. The Shnias is a pure Issa Rabban, and it's not a Issa Derais on a Rabbanan level. Chazal goes there. He can't marry his great grandmother. That doesn't mean that midrash his great grandmother is his mother. It means midrabbanan. There's a new iser. When the rabbanan would go there on a can't marry your grandmother. I think even the grandmother's a shnia. Can't marry your grandmother. That means doesn't mean that midrabbanan your grandmother is your mother, or that you know midrabbanan marrying your grandmother goes into the iser of marrying your mother. And that's not the pshat. The pshat is that midrabbanan is an iser to marry your grandmother. So that's a pure Issa D'Rabbanan. So at a D'Rais level, it's V'Loisi Elisha. Masha'enkin Nesinim is David Gozer Aleim. But what was David Gozer Aleim? What was the nature of the Issa Chitim that David was Gozer Aleim? That's a whole discussion in Tosis. Was he Gozer in them in Issa Chitim? Right, that was two Stodim in Tosis. What exactly is the nature of the Issa Chitim that David was Gozer Aleim? Was it a pure Issa Chitim that's not grounded in any in Avdus? Or was he Gozer in them Avdus with the Loya Kodesh D'Rabbanan? Tutsadim Taisin Yivamas. We learned it's Tutsadim Taisis by us also in Amad Al. It wasn't so long ago. Right, the Olam remembers. It's not totally foreign, right? Right, there's a story about two people learning Dachyami and they're learning the Daf, and it seems so, it's sort of familiar to them. So one of them says to the other that, you know, you see Girsa Dianka. I told you so, he says, you see Girsa Dianka is such a wonderful thing. So when I was a kid in yeshiva, I learned this Gemara, and now I was learning it over for the daf, and it's still familiar to me. I feel, you know, there's a cord of memory over here. I see the gears of the ankas, it really remains. And the other one said, you know, I have the same hargosh. Also, I learned this once upon a time many years ago in yeshiva, and I also feel that it's not totally unfamiliar. I feel it's, you know, seems a little bit familiar. Right? So I have this feeling of deja vu. It's a little, I see the gears of the ankas is very strong. Anyway, they learned a little while longer. Then they chapped that they were learning yesterday's daf again. So you have a deja vu here a little bit. So that was two sodom tesis. But what does the Meister Rashi hold? So we saw Rashi and Yevamos. What was Master? How was it Master and Rashi and Yevamos? By the sugya of David goes Arleia. So David wasn't so much in Rashi, but when Rashi explains the Xer of Moshino, he doesn't say the Xer of David was different. So Rashi says he was gozer and that there should be avodim psulim. So it's mashma that according to Rashi, the psul chitin here is that he made them avodim and avodim apostle. In other words, it's not some new iser chitin that's not connected to avodus. Tosis wants to say lemaskana that it's a new iser chitin that has nothing to do with avodus, and he didn't really make them avodim or avodim, just made them nirim kavodim. And the nirim kavodim was like a siag; people shouldn't come to marry them, so he made them to the nirim kavodim. You know, people are not going to want to do a shidduch with them so fast. But really, the iser chitin has nothing to do with the iser avodus. But in Rashi, it's mashma that he made them avodim sulam. The gzera was there should be avodim sulam, meaning he imposed on them avdus. He made them avodim k'nanim idrabanan, with an Isra Bli Yakadosh Derabban. That was the Mashmais and Rashi. That's how we learned. So we could say that there's a difference between Shnius on the one hand and the Sina on the other. Shnius is a purist of the Rabbanon. She doesn't have the lav of Imoy on a Rabbanon level. It's a brand new Isra Shnius that Chachamim invented, and that does not affect Leisi Elisha. Leisi Elisha means Chayve Koros or Chayve Lavin, and it does not mean. Isur Shnius. Just like. Right. Well, okay. But it doesn't mean Isur Shnius. But on the other hand, Nesina, Nesina is Le'ya Kodesh. Nesina is in the lava of Le'ya Kodesh. True, on a Drabonin level. On a Dereis level, she's not, because she's only it's only Nisa Drabonin. But Midrabonin, she's in Le'ya Kodesh. So if in Midrabonin, she's included in Le'ya Kodesh, so Midrabonin, she's included in Isha Shaina Riyul Kaima. That's what we wanted to say in Rashi. That Mr. Shita says already in defense of Rashi that even if the scene is only Nisid Rabbanon, but Midra Rabbanon, she goes into Isha Shaina Riyul. That much says already in Shita. Just explaining why is that different than Shnius. So I think we could say like that. Shnius is a pure Rabbanon. That doesn't affect Isha Riyul. But Nisina is a true. It's a Rabbanon, but it's a Rabbanon version of a lav. Midrabbanon, she's in the lav of Le'ya Kodesh. So if Midrabbanon, she's in the lav of Le'ya Kodesh, so Mimela, Midrabbanon, I want to underscore the Drabbanon, because I remember at the time somebody misunderstood me that and thought that I'm saying that therefore she's not Isha Ula Midrais already. That since she has an Isha Drabbanon, so therefore even Midrais, she doesn't have Knas. No, about Midrais, she has Knas. But Midrabbanon, she won't have Knas. Since Midrabbanon, she's Chayve Lavin. So in the Rabbanon world, she is Chayve Lavin. So in the Rabbanon world, she's not a Isha Ruyuloi, and she doesn't have Knas. So that's pretty straightforward. But I want to be Maisav Ha'ar, an opposite Ha'ar. If, in fact, Midrabbanon, she's a Shivcha, according to Rashi, if Nesina is a Shivcha Drabbanon, so I understand now why, according to Shimon HaTimni, she's not a Isha Ruyuloi. Because Midrabbanon, she's Chayve Lavin. But I'll ask you an opposite question. Why, according to Rav Shimon HaTimni, is he called the Isha Sheish Bavaya? If Midrabbanon, she's a Shivcha, then Midrabbanon, she's not a Basavaya. The Gemara says, "My Ika Ben." Right? This is an Afgamina. The Sina, Mamzeres and the Sina, is an Afgamina between Rav Shimon Menasseh and Rav Shimon HaTimni. She has a Vaya, but she's not Ruyu Lekaima. So Taisus says, he doesn't understand, it's a Midrabbanon. She should have Knas going to everybody. So we'll say no. Midrabbanon, she's Le'ya Kodesh. Midrabbanon, she's a Shivcha. So Mimela, she's not Ruyu Lekaima Midrabbanon. But I'll ask the opposite question. She should not have Knas. The Gemara says it's between Rav Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon HaNasi. Why? Even according to Rav Shimon HaTimni, she shouldn't have Knas. Because if she's a Shivcha Midrabbanon, a Shivcha doesn't have a Vaya. A Shivcha says she's Ein Ba'Avaya. So even according to Rav Shimon HaTimni, she should not have Knas because she's Midrabbanon, she's Ein Ba'Avaya. Which really is not my kasha. Somebody else already asked this kasha. Who asked this kasha? What? Yeah, Taisus asked this kasha. This is one of Taisus. In a way, this is one of Taisus' kashas in Rashi. Am I a loknas? Am I yesh loknas? Taisus asked the Rashi. If an esina is a shivcha, so a shivcha should not have knas. But Taisus asked it in the Tana of our Mishnah. Because he had a Yerushalmi that even according to the Tanah of Mishnah, it doesn't hold from Shimon HaTimni, it doesn't hold like Shimon HaNasi, but a Shivcha is worse because it's not a Basavai, it's a Lacher. I'm not asking that question. I'm asking an Agamor. Agamor is a Shimon HaTimni. Shimon HaTimni says that a Isha, no, Taisha's question, you can say maybe Rashi doesn't hold from the Yerushalmi. Taisha asks, and Rashi, I'll leave it to Emes. We don't pass on neither like Shimon HaTimni or like Shimon HaNasi. We pass on like the Tanah of Mishnah. A woman could not have Havaya, a Choysoi, and she has Knas anyway. But Taisus had a Yerushalmi that a Shivcha is worse because she's not even a Basavaya to Lachem. And from that he asked in Rashi. Yeah, that's not the end of the world. Rashi doesn't have to hold like the Yerushalmi. But I'm asking from Agamor. And Agamor says that Nesina is an Afgamina between Shimon HaTimni and Shimon HaManasseh. Why? Monashach. If you don't look at her as being, if you say that she's just a Issachitun Midrabanan, the Rabbanan made up, she's not in Le'ya Kodesh, it's not that she's a Shivcha Midrabanan. So then you have Taisus' question. She should have Knas L'Kuli Alma. She should be like Shnius. Elamai, no, Rabbanan made them Avodim Sulam, like Rashi says in Yevamos. So she's called the Yekodesh Midra Rabbanan. No, so I understand. So then the other way around. So if she's called the Eish Hashem Ruyuloi Midra Rabbanan, because she's a Shivcha Midra Rabbanan, So midrabbana, she should be called a woman who doesn't have avaya. Gemara says that that's mamzeres in the ikibei nayu. That according to Shimon Atimni, she does have knas, and only according to Shimon ben Manasseh, she doesn't have knas. So I think this is a raya to something that what we said at the time in Rashi, that Rashi holds. Because we had another kash in Rashi. Tosfos had a kash in Rashi. If David Melech was going to them avdos, so why is she mutter be Evan Meshuchra? Why isn't the scene allowed to marry an Evan Meshuchra? And Evan Meshuchra is not allowed to marry a Shivcha. Remember that kasha? Tosfos kasha. What a Tosfos kasha in Rashi. So what do we say at the time?
It's not a real
avdos. But Tosfos is not a real avdos. But Rashi holds that they were going to avdos legabi liyakodesh. Le'inyin liyakodesh. The isach chitun Rashi holds comes from the avdos. It is a liyakodesh. We have to say an agma. Because Gemara, she's not Isha really, it's not like Shnius. So Shnius is a purist of the Rabbanon. This is not a purist of the Rabbanon. David HaMelech made them Avodim Sulam, and he gave them the Isser, he gave them the status of Avodim with the Psulam, with the Isser of Le'i HaKadosh, Midir Rabbanon. So if David HaMelech gave him the status of Avodim, Midir Rabbanon, with an Isser Chitin, Midir Rabbanon, but it comes from the Isser, it comes from the status of Avdus, it comes from Le'i HaKadosh, so then why is, so Tosfos says, why is she Mutir Be'Avodim Shukhar? And we're adding now a new question. Why does the Gemara say that she's called the Isha Shesh Bavaya? So what did he say at the time for that kasha though? So I'll remind them. He said at the time that Rashi apparently holds, this was the end of the sugya, said that Rashi apparently holds that even though David HaMelech was goyser them abdus, he was goyser them abdus leaning the psul of abdus, that they have a lav of Le'i HaKadosh. But he wasn't goyser that they lose their kedushas Yisrael. L'moshel, he wasn't goyser them that they're potter minah mitzvahs, that they're potter from mitzvahs, that's just my grandma. We derive today what you say, and they had kedushas Yisrael. David HaMelech now is geyser in them that there was Moshe and Yeshua David. They were geyser in them. They should be avodim sulim kiloshen Rashi. That means he gave them the ister of avodim. Avodim have an ister liya kodesh, but avodim besides the lav liya kodesh, they also lack in the kedushas Yisrael. They're not chayvin. They're only chayvin mitzvahs kishul. They're potim mitzvahs by Roma. The Rambam says that avodim are they're yotze mechalakim and chal Yisrael leibo. So they're in between. So that David HaMelech did not take away from me. He did not take away the status of Kedushas Yisrael. They remained chayav the mitzvahs. He just was geyser to them that they have a status of Avodah Ketanah and the Inyan the love of Le'i HaKadosh. So at the time I said for the Gabi Tosfos Kasha, why are they mutter be'Eved Meshuchra? Because Tosfos says an Eved Meshuchra is also in the Shivcha Ketanah, but he's allowed to marry a Mamzeres. So Tosfos and Yavamas ask, what's the difference? Like, you know, why some psulikol apply to an Eved Meshuchra and some psulikol don't apply to an Eved Meshuchra? So Taisa said, those psulikol, regular psulikol, do not apply to an Eved Meshuchra, because that's not Kaal Hashem. An Eved Meshuchra is not Kaal Hashem. But the Isra of a Shivcha is worse, because a Shivcha doesn't have Tfisis Kiddushin. We're going to have from Abba Doimel Chamor. A Shivcha doesn't have Tfisis Kiddushin. So there's no Gemara Kiddushin. So that already is more, that an Isra that comes from a lack of Tfisis Yisrael, that applies even to an Eved Meshuchra. So that's what I said at the time. Rashi holds they were goyzen them. They are avodim sulam. They have a lav aliyah kodesh, but they have tfisas kiddushin. They didn't take away from there. They're not an amadoim alechamor. He didn't take away the kiddushin that the rabbanim didn't impose. Dovid HaMelech didn't take away the kiddushin yisrael. They didn't become amadoim alechamor. So they have tfisas kiddushin. So mimela they're mutter be'eved. They're mutter be'eved meshuchah. So in yineinu as well. Nesina they were goyzen them abdus inyan that they have lav aliyah kodesh. But they were not goyzer them avdus that they shouldn't have tfisas kiddushin. Because, again, it's cholok. Why does a shivcha not have tfisas kiddushin? Not because of the lav aliyah kodesh. The lav aliyah kodesh is only chayv elavin. A shivcha doesn't have tfisas kiddushin because she's amadai melechamor. I have a special pasuk, amadai melechamor, that avonim don't have tfisas kiddushin. So here, they nesinim, they were goyzer them, they had already tfisas kiddushin, they didn't take that away. They were goyzer in them the lav, the status of avodim legabi psul. That they have a lav of Le'i HaKadosh, but they were not Goyzer, they don't have Tushis Yisrael. They're not Amadayim al-Khamar, even Midrabbanan, they're not Amadayim al-Khamar. Mele, they have Tfisa Kiddushin, even Midrabbanan. So Mele asks the Gemara, Mamzeres and Asini Kibinayim, that I'm going to have Shimon ben Manasseh, I'm only interested, is there a lav? There is a lav, Le'i HaKadosh. Of course, it's Midrabbanan, but Midrabbanan is lav, Le'i HaKadosh. But do they have Tfisa Kiddushin? Why not? It's only Chayv Elavin. A regular Shivcha doesn't have Tfisa Kiddushin? That's a different reason, because she's Amadayim al-Khamar, Amadayim al-Khamar, they were not Goyzer and Asini. From here to see you to that one. You took every hand up or one.
Isn't this a way of college telling the fact that there's no distribution? I mean, the Tams were worried about who is also in whom, who is obviously
basically whoever you should attack it with is
I don't know. Is it? Maybe it's not. I mean, why is not allowed to marry her? Because you're not allowed to marry her because Leah Kodesh. Yeah, maybe at a dry level, but Midrabanan, they said that she's she has Leah Kodesh, but it's not the same Leah Kodesh of a woman who doesn't have Tisus Kedushin, because she has Tisus Kedushin.
It doesn't make sense what Leah Kodesh is.
Yeah, Midrabanan, we have more flexibility. Also, I'm not saying that Rashi and Mamish Meshubah to that place is 100%, but just the idea that for the Eved Meshuchah part, I need that. That the reason why an Eved Meshuchah doesn't have the Isser of Leah Kodesh, right? For that kasha, I need to go with that. Yes, so Nechran, Midrabanan, Smischal. Midrabanan, they gave them the Psul of Avdus. I mean, the bottom line is she does have an Isser, there is an Isser to marry an Eved, but that love is more Chomer because it's nourished by the fact that they're lacking to Shishisho. So, Tavan Melch wanted him an Isser Chitin, so he was Gezer Avdus with the Leah Kodesh, that part of the Leah Kodesh, that it's a love. But it wasn't Gezer, that part of the Leah Kodesh that is rooted in not having to Shishisho, that he didn't take away from them. Midrabanan, to be Mischal. That's a terrible Midrabanan, it's Chol. Midrash, it's a more chomer than a lav, because Midrash, this is a lav that has to do with the fact she doesn't have Tvisus Kiddushin. But here we have a woman who has Tvisus Kiddushin, but Midrabanan, they stand nonetheless, that they have the lav in a pale way, it's not the same chomer lav in a chanami, because here there is Tvisus Kiddushin. Yeah, I don't think it's,
So you have to say that it's not based on Leah Kodesh, it's a different.
It's a lower level, it's not the Leah Kodesh they have by a real Shivcha. That applies even to Havadim. This is Leah Kodesh, it wouldn't apply to Avodah, because this is like a regular lav. I'd love him to sue them. Yeah.
How does this mean that when it comes to Roy Lekaima, so if it's Midrabanan Roy Lekaima, that's considered to be in Roy Lekaima. But she's still a boss of acts, on the right level of Tisus Kiddushin, you need to get.
So that has to do, right, so you're saying maybe we could say different terms. Maybe we could say La'olam, she's Mamish. La'olam, she's Mamish. Leah Kodesh, they gave her Mamish status of a Shivcha. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah says that a Shivcha has Tvisus Kiddushin because it's only an Isser, that a Nesina has Tvisus Kiddushin, because an Isser, the Rabbanon, can't be Mekir Tvisus Kiddushin. Right, so in a Chanami, but at the time we said, the Maisha placed the disc in a Rashi. She should be also in Eved. At the time I said, and Tvisus also, no, remember we went through this right at the time. Tvisus asked in Rashi, two kashas. A, why is she mutter in the Shivcha? If Nesina marry Avodim, why are they mutter in the Shivcha? Why are they mutter in Evan Meshuchah, rather? Why is a Nesina allowed to marry an Evan Meshuchah? Evan Meshuchah is not allowed to marry a Shivcha. And Tosfos also asks, am I yesh lo knas? The Rishami says that a Shivcha has no knas. So remember, we had a kash at the time. But the whole reason why the Rishami says that a Shivcha has no knas is because she's not a Basavaya. The Rishami, the loy seal the Isha, that she has to be a Basavaya. Not necessarily to him, because we're going in the Mishnah that Achayis Haskenas, but at least the Basa Vayet to Lacherim. So we asked them Taisus, what does Taisus want from Rashi? A Nesina has Tvisus Kiddushin. The Mishnah says that a Nesina is Tvisus Kiddushin. So explained at the time, Pshat and Taisus Kasha. A Nesina needs a get, she has Tvisus Kiddushin, she needs a get Avada, because Midaraisa, she's a Bas Yisrael Gemura, she's a regular Yisrael. So even if Mirabonim, she's a Shivcha, but Midaraisa, there's a Tvisus Kiddushin, Avada, she needs to get it out of the Deraisa. But Taisus Kasha is, but Midrabanan she's not a Basavaya. Because there could be a woman who Midraisa has Tvisus Kiddushin, and Midrabanan does not have Tvisus Kiddushin. L'moshel Chai Vishnis, according to some Rishonim. Like the Torah and the Ramah. The Torah and the Ramah. That if Chai Vishnis, Midraisa has Tvisus Kiddushin, because only this is Midrabanan. But Midrabanan she does have Tvisus Kiddushin. And the Nafka Min is if she's Kabbal Kiddushin from somebody else. Remember, we went through this at the time. If Chai Vishnis have the status of an Erva Midrabanan, then Midrabanan, there's no Tvisus Kiddushin in her. Nafkamina, not if she needs a get, Avada, she needs a get. Because she's married Midrabanan, what does it help Midrabanan, she's not married? But the Nafkamina is, if Midrabanan, she's not married, and somebody else was Makadosh, then the Kiddushin will be Tvisus Midrabanan. And she'll need a get from the second guy. But there is a Musak that a woman who's Be'etz, if Tvisus assumed in his Kasha, maybe Rashi doesn't have this assumption, maybe you're right, but at least Tvisus assumed, so I'm working within that assumption, that a woman who's an Erva Midrabanan, or a Shivcha Midrabanan, Midrabanan is not a Basavaya. Tosfos says that was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi, so she shouldn't have Knas even in the Rabbanan. You're right, we could say Rashi doesn't share that assumption. But I thought even within that, even within the world of that assumption, we're fine. Because even if Midrabanan is not a Basavaya, that would be if she would be a Shivcha L'inyin Amadoy Melechamor. But they never made her a Shivcha L'inyin Amadoy Melechamor. Okay, anyway, that's for nostalgia's sake. We went back into that. So let's go back there. Oh, and I had another Aratak, and now it just occurred to me now. As we started to talk about this, it occurred to me, and maybe we'll just talk it out together. Somebody have a Rambam? By any chance? I have a Rambam, actually. No, I don't have a Rambam. What? Is it going to happen in the back of Boizman? I don't know Boizman. I need Naira Gimel Hay. The Rambam the way we were yesterday. This is a question that occurred to me in front of your eyes. The Rava says in Gimel Hay, we read this Rava yesterday. Kol. No, I don't see Gimel Hay. No, I don't have Gimel Hay over here. Oh, very good. Nimtzed, but he's talking about Moshe Shema, but he says, but it's part of the same rules as Nimtzed b'dvar zima. She became a sefer. Oishe Nimtzed asura olav mechavei laven, oy mechavei asay v'afilu shniyo. Harezi yigashen beget shenema v'loy siyu leisha isha haruila. And you have the same thing in Perek Aleph. The Rambam says an Aleph. Hey. He already saw about Anusa. Ha'isa Anusa zu asura olav. Afilu mechavi yasei v'afilu shniyo. Hareza lo yisa eno. V'cheinim nitzu bod vazima. Acha shekonas. Hareza yiga shem. Shenema v'lo yisiyo le'isha isha hu yula. So it just occurred to me however here. It says in this Rambam that chai v'shniyos are included in v'lo yisiyo in the din of isha hu yula. The word Lamed Vav says that Chai Vishniyas are not included in Isha Ruyula, in the Miyut of Isha Ruyula. Now, we're not talking about the same thing. The word Lamed Vav is talking about the Knas, because it's going there in Shimon ben Manasseh, that for the Knas you need Isha Ruyula. The Rama passes like the Tana by Mishnah that for Knas you don't need Isha Ruyula because we have the Rebbe of Naira and Naira Hanaira. So even a Chayse has Knas. So the Rama is talking about being Koinesser. That's the Mishnah Lama test, that you're not kindness a woman who's Asura Loi because of the Navisha of Isha Ruyula. Now we discussed yesterday what you need a Pasuk. Anyway, the S is not Taikul Loi to say because the Amr Loi Be'in Loi, that's Shul Kayim Shteyim. That was yesterday's Shia. But whatever the Pshatan that is, the Maisa of the Ramam takes the Mishnah Lama test literally, that the Din that he's not kindness a Isha Asura comes from the Xeris HaKosuv of Isha Ruyula. And the Ramam puts into the Xeris HaKosuv. Chayve Kores and Chayve Lavin and Chayve Esayvi Afilu Chayve Shnius. Harez Elo Yisrena Kushinat Isha Ruyula. So the Rama says that Chayve Shnius is called the Isha that's not Ruyula. One Lamed Vav says Lagabe Knas, at least Lagabe Shimon Manasseh, Boris says Beferish that Chayve Shnius have Knas because she's Isha Ruyula. So what's the difference?
We pass
Chai
Lavin
Afkaz
anyway.
Yeah, Chai Lavin. So in a Chanavi, but I'm saying Lagabi, the drush itself. You know, we have the drush of Isha Ruyuloi. Rashim and Asi Dashin's Isha Ruyuloi even for Knas. And that we say no, because Naira, we're married, but it's not true. But the Mishnah Lama test, the Ramali says that we do accept the drush of Isha Ruyuloi, at least Lagabi Hareza Lo Yisraena. For that, we do Dashin Isha Ruyuloi. Yeah, Koma, why do you need a postik anyway? There's no, how can you violate this? That's the discussion in Mishainim, and yesterday we said a shir in the Rambam, with Rav Shimon Shkop, that otherwise I would have said that yesterday we will have issues. Whatever the pshat is, but the Maisa says in that Rambam that Isha Haru Uyaloi excludes Chai Vishnius. And the Mor Lamed Vav says Isha Haru Uyaloi does not exclude Chai Vishnius. Right. Okay. He's saying like this that according to the Rambam, they were talking about being kindnesser. So, It's really an issa to be kind of sir. Kacha, whatever level issa, it's also to be kind of sir. So why do we need a pasuk? So you're saying, at some level, they're trying to grapple exactly why we need it. But somehow, we need the pasuk to tell me that there's no tchil. Yesterday we said different mahalach. We'll think maybe in terms of yesterday's mahalach in a minute. He's saying, let's say kipshutle. The way that most we're trying to learn that the Mishnah Lamatest, the Darshan's Isha Ruloi, is somehow addressing why is the mitzvah not doicha the issa. Yeah, they all ask, why does it need a pasuk? So the Ra'ah says it's an asmachta, and Taisus says, I would have learned that from Knas that the mitzvah should be doicha the mitzvah, since there's Knas. So you should be miyabimer despite the isser. You should be kindeser despite the isser. So that's the second parrot in Tosfos. Or I would have thought that maybe this kind of a say is deichelav. So in the pasuk that this kind of a say is not deichel. That it's a shvacha say and it's not deichelav. The Torah is megala that. Whatever the havana is, but the content of the drasha is that here there's no tchiyah. Torah is saying here there's no tchiyah. So the gabi that was the Torah said that here there's no tchiyah. You know, this essay is not Doich Yisurim. I would have thought it's Doich Yisurim. So no, Isha Rilei is not Doich Yisurim. So a drush that's telling me that it's not Doich Yisurim. So if it's not Doich Yisurim, it's not Doich Yisurim, the Rabbanon either. It's ordinarily a mitzvah is not Doich Yisurim, the Rabbanon. Ordinarily, having this is Rabbanon, mitzvah is not Doich. You know, you can't climb up a tree to get a shayfer on, like the Mishnah says. Ordinarily, Chacham Emidu Divrayim, that there's an issa, if a mitzvah requires doing this is the Rabbanon, it's not Doich. So here I would have said, no, but maybe there's a tchil, like it's doich alav, but if the Torah is megalad, it's not doich, so it's not doich yisurim derabon either. Mashenkin in Mashenkin, in one lamed vav, so when Shimon Manasseh, we're not talking about yisurim, we're talking about giving her knas. No, does she get knas or not? That has nothing to do with yisurim, nothing to do with tchil. It's time exeris hakosuf, that a isha, she'en ru'uloi, does not, and that, who's not ru'uloi, is not a bas knas. And the woman who's only in isha derabon, and she doesn't go into that exeris hakosuf. Yeah, actually, I'll bet, maybe you're right. What about the Tefillah Mahalach I said yesterday? I'm just thinking out loud. This is mamash. This is all. What about the yesterday's Mahalach? Well, yesterday I wanted to say in the Rambam, because the Rambam talk of Shere Rambam, Samazay the Rambam Shere. He brings a posik, then he says, let the Essay be Doichel Leisay. So he wanted to use of Shimon's Mahalach. That the Isha Ru'uyulay tells me that she has to be Ru'uyul Lechaya Ishus. That's the Drosha. Isha Ru'uyulay, really, just a kind of sir and don't stir. What's the problem? Torah says, no, she has to be Isha Ru'ula, she has to be Ru'ula Chai Ishus. The Gemara's question is, and the Rambam's question is, let the Essay be Doichel Leisus say, and then she'll be Ru'ula Chai Ishus. So on that level, if the Torah says she has to be Ru'ula Chai Ishus, if the Drasha means she has to be Ru'ula Chai Ishus, you can't just marry her and not live with her. She has to be Ru'ula Chai Ishus. So Chai Ishus. At the end of the day, are not ruuyu l'chaya ishus. Shnia is not ruuyu l'chaya ishus. In other words, the pasuk of loisil isha in the Rambam, we're talking about being kindnesser. What is the pasuk telling me? Anyway, you can't be boiler. It's to be boiler. And the essay not doicha because the yomalei b'inam yisrael essay klal, whatever the pshat on that is. So there's no in dinei. The nidin is not. But the reason why I need a pasuk, said yesterday, because I would have said, be kind to her, and don't live with her. Comes along the Torah and says, no, b'loy si l'isha. There's a mitzvah to be kind to her, but she has to be ru'uyu l'chaya ishus. And then the Gemara asks, let the essay be there chaloy si, then she will be ru'uyu l'chaya ishus. The Gemara says, yom aloy ba'ino, whatever exactly that means. So yesterday it means that she's only ru'uyu l'chaya ishus if she'll say ba'ino. If she'll say loy ba'ino, then she's not ru'uyu l'chaya ishus. That's not called ru'uyu l'chaya ishus. She has to be be'etzim ru'uyu l'chaya ishus. That was yesterday's issue. So I'm just thinking. So maybe we could say if the pasuk is telling me that she has to be ruil chay ishus, so is a shnia ruil chay ishus? Why is she not? She's not ruil chay ishus because she's even if she's not chay v'lavin with the rabbanon, it's just an issur d'rabbanon. It's a brand new issur d'rabbanon, but lemaisa she's not ruil chay ishus. What? So let's see, what's the other half? Let's finish the thought first. So the other half would be Masha'en came, if we're talking about Knas. So the Nida, the Gzeris, the Gzeris, the Kosov of Relaisi Elisha by Knas, not telling me that for Kadashi has to be really issues. It's just saying she has to be an Ishuk Shera. It's Tamadin for Knas, she has to be Ishuk Shera. I'm saying like this. Again, I'm suggesting it. I'm not saying a Dovah Mukhlam. I'm suggesting that maybe it's Chog. When we're talking about Knas, so Knas has nothing to do with Ishus. The Torah is not saying she has to be, you know, Roy to live with her in order that she should have Knas. What does Knas have to do with living with her? The Torah is saying, that an Ishu Psula does not get Knas. Lemoshel, according to Shimon HaTimni for sure. According to Shimon HaTimni, Chai V'lam and have Knas, but not Chai V'Koretz. Look, Abi Knas, what's the difference? What's the difference to pay Knas to a woman who's Chai V'Koretz, who's a Chi of Koretz, or to a woman who's Chai V'Lavin? There's no more Isser in giving money to Chai V'Koretz than there is to giving money to Chai V'Lavin. But she's more possible. Chai V'Koretz, the Ishu is more Psula. And the din is that Isha Psula is Mufka from, for some reason, Xeris HaKosov. I don't know why. It's Xeris HaKosov, according to Shimon HaTimni, that an Isha who's Psula on the level of Ein Bahavaya is Mufka from Knas. And according to Shimon HaTimni, even a woman who's Psula on the level of Chai V'Lavin or on the level of Chai V'Yaseh is Mufka from Knas. But it's because she's an Isha Psula. It's nothing to do with the fact that he can't actually live with her. What is living with her after the Knas? It's a din that she's an Isha Psula, and Isha Psula is not a Bas Knas, it's not entitled to Knas. So the Gemara says in Lamed Vav, Chai V'Shnis is not Isha Psula. She's not Psula at all. It's an Arya Di Sura Vila, he's not allowed to be Boiler, because that's the Isha Shnis. But in no sense is she an Isha Psula. So as far as the Shimon asks, as far as Knas is concerned, it's nothing. Now, Lu Yitzhu had a woman who had no Isurim at all on her, but Lamai says she was not Ru'yu for Chai Ishus, for some other reason. For Knas would be mamish irrelevant. What's the difference? That's the reason not that Knas. It's not an Isha Psula. Mashiachin, when it comes to the Mishnah Lama test, we're talking about being Kainasir, that's a different drush entirely. They look the same, the two drushes. But it's a different drush altogether. The drusha by Knas, of Shimon HaTimni's drusha, of Shimon Manasseh's drusha, is a drusha that an Isha Psula doesn't get Knas on various levels, according to Shimon HaTimni Kid Islay, according to Shimon Manasseh Kid Islay. The drush in the Mishnah Lama test, the drush that the Rambam is talking about, we don't pass in like of Shimon HaTimni or Shimon Manasseh. That we have anayar. The Isha Psula does get Knas. There's another halacha, that to be kainasir, so Hagam theoretically could be kainasir and not be boiler, but the Torah said no, the mitzvah to be kainasir is only she's ru'uyu le'ishus. So here already, let's say she will be ainu ru'uyu le'ishus, nothing to do with Isurim. If you had a woman who's ainu ru'uyu le'ishus because, I don't know, she was like, if you would live with her chai ishus, she would like explode. Some other reason why she's not real chai ishus. Or let's say she's not real chai ishus because she was a balasa tonight. You know, somebody had given her a get al manas that she should never live with anybody chai ishus. So the minute you're going to live with her chai ishus, the get's going to be bottled and she'll become an ishus. She's like Teshin Yivamis talks about a balas atanai. She's not Erev at all, she's not Isha Psula at all, she's a Pnuyo. And you married her, and she's a Pnuyo. You marry her. But she's rigged up to blow. If it'll live with her chai ishus, it's going to become an ishus ish. So is she not Isha Psula b'chal? But in she isha real kaima? No, because the Maisa, he can't live with her Chayishus, not really the Chayishus. That already, so that's exactly what Shnias are. Shnias is a woman who's not Psula at all. But the Maisa, Midrabbanan, she is forbidden to Chayishus with him. She's his grandmother, whatever. She's forbidden to him for Chayishus. So the Maisa, she's not a real Ishus. No, this is so rachid. I'm just giving it as a muscle, Sabra Soizen, you know. I'm saying the muscle is that she's not psul at all, but you can't live with her chai ishus. So a woman who's a chai vishnias, midrabbanan. Of course, midrabbanan, you should be kainasir. But we're talking about obviously on the drabbanan level. On the drabbanan level, she's a woman who is osir to chai ishus without being psul. That's my point. Chai vishnias is a woman on the drabbanan level who is osir to chai ishus with him. But she's not an Isha Psula. So Lagabe Knas, I'm interested in she's an Isha Psula, she's not Psula. Lagabe being Kainasir, it's a different Russia, Isha Uyul Kaima, there it means she has to be Uyul Chayishus, Lamaisa Midrabban, she's not Uyul Chayishus. What I can say is it's not because of a Psula, but it's because of a din. There's a din that she's not Uyul Chayishus. It's not less of a din than Balas Tathnai. No, he doesn't. The Rambam is saying it's din of isha rishayma. You know, it's evil of the mitzvah to be, the mitzvah is knisa, so what is it? So don't live with it. The mitzvah is to be kainaser. He says, the Rambam, no, but the mitzvah is only, the mitzvah to be kainaser is only if she's ru'uya to chayishus. And what's called Ubin is not real chayishus. Well, obviously, Yisurim deraisa, but even Yisurim derabbanan, and Lamaish is not real chayishus. So it all goes into the Xeris HaKosov of a loisil isha, isha ruila. Yeah,
Yisurim.
I mean, came in the chosim with derisa means that she's not a psul. She doesn't have a psul. She's not yishu psul.
Why does it mean that she doesn't have a psul? It means that she doesn't.
Yeah, we're going to have to say that's what it means. Chosim with derisa means that since there's no issa derisa, so therefore there's no psul over here. Since she's chosim with derisa, she's not yishu psul. Look, I believe there's a chosim, but she's not a yishu psul. But she's not Ishab Sulu. It's like a simon. Came with a chazli with the raisa, so therefore, what she, even though she has an isser, an isser drabon, it doesn't make her into an Ishab Sulu. What? As opposed to? Like what? I don't know if that's true. I don't know that that's true.
Even right before, it was saying that only as a star when the Rabbanan would extend the Gzeira.
You know, I certainly agree. You know, we're not saying that. I certainly agree that the Deraisa takes no cognizance of the Rabbanan. Meaning, I'm not suggesting, and there's no need over here to introduce a Sora that since there's an Issa Derabonon, so Mimela, even on a Deraisa level, that's Mafkili Issa Derabonon. There's no reason to say such a thing. We don't need that. Avada, we're talking on a Derabonon level. We're talking, the Rambam is saying that since this woman is also, she's not real Chayisha, she's Midrabonon. So Midrabonon, she's not called to Isha real Chayim, she's not real Chayisha, she's Midrabonon, and therefore Midrabonon, there's no Mitzvah to be Kainasir. I've never meant more than that. But when it comes to psul, even the rabbanon is not an issue psul. I'm saying that's the pshat of the Gemara in Lamedov. Kevim the Raisa Chazal, that's what it means in Lamedov. Kevim the Raisa Chazal means not that the posuk takes no cognizance of the rabbanon. A posuk, once on a rabbanon level, a posuk could take a din that's fundamentally the Raisa, but the rabbanon could take cognizance of the rabbanon dekadinim. The Gemara means that Kevim the Raisa Chazal means that even the rabbanon is not an issue psul. Because the woman is chazli midiraisa, so she has isa drabon. Isa drabon doesn't make her into an isha psula. So mele, that's still called isha real kaim. That much latitude we get. Okay. So all right. Okay, let's see later. What time is it? Oh, it's late. Okay, that's it. That's it. I gotta go. The Tosfos about. Let me just mention the Tosfos of Chilul and Oisiv Ein Oisiv Mamzerim. I'm going to go into it a little bit, but I don't plan to go into it like a whole lot. But I do want to go through it, just what the riots are. In other words, it's not going to be like the Tosfos in the Moral, we spent like days and days on it. But I do want to just parse it a little bit carefully. It's maybe worth taking a look. Tosfos in Yevamos Memdalet Amud Beis is the parallel Tosfos, and the Tosfos Rosh over there is also interesting. Just how they say it. So maybe it's good to take a look at Tosfos Memdalet Amud Beis in Yevamos and the Tosfos Rosh in Yevamos Memdalet Amud Beis. It parallels this Tosfos, and we'll probably spend one shiur on this Tosfos, or at least a big portion of one shiur, but I hope not more than that.